yeah, here we go, sports fans. Another installment of the Bart and Bomi Show. It's Bomi in the booth, doing it live on a Wednesday of all days. No Brosen. Joe is MIA. We'll be talking NBA playoffs. Don't get it twisted. You know we always do. We're going to be talking NBA playoffs all the way till the Lake Show Parade. And that's just how it's going to be. But right now, it's SC football. Joe is absolutely worthless when it comes to talking SC football. So I'm going to carry that torch. And some of you people might be saying, hey, Bomi, we know it's hard for you to wrap sports just all alone in a booth doing the damn thing by yourself. How are you going to get this thing done? This is what I do, kids. This is what I do. And I'm going to cheat a little bit. We just had the spring game. And I got a whole lot of clips. Whole lot of clips from the spring game. How about Pat Hayden, athletic director? A couple quarterbacks from the NFL you might know, Matt Cassel, Matt Leinart. And of course, we got Barkley, Prater. And we might have a linebacker whose name you guys all know to take it on home. But I want to talk about Leinart. I caught up with them. Matt Leinart's a guy a lot of people are wondering, will he or won't he? Will this guy turn out to do something in the NFL? I just put the questions to him, and this is what he had to say. Talk about what you're doing with your time, how you're keeping busy with all this uncertainty in the offseason.
Yeah, it's a strange offseason, but I'm just working out, throwing hard. Me and Castle working out hard every day together. Just staying ready. We'll be ready to go. So I think I'm confident there'll be a season, and we'll be playing football soon.
Everybody around here knows about your work ethic. Your reputation in the national media is not the same as what we think it is around here. What would you say to the fans if you could just tell them about your work ethic?
I've had some ups and downs, and for whatever reason, but for me, I've always worked hard. I'm a diehard Trojan at heart. You know, I love USC. I love coming back. I'm just waiting, man. I think good things are going to happen, and just to all my fans out there who've continued to support me and it's hard. You know, perception is difficult sometimes, the way the media portrays you. But for me, I know what kind of person I am. I know who I am. And hopefully, everyone can see that.
What do you want? What do you expect from yourself in 2011?
Oh, you know what? I just want to have success. You know, I want to get back on the football field. I want to play. I miss being in the huddle and all that stuff. So it's been a weird kind of way to get to this point, but I'm just ready to go. You know, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited just to compete this year, just to compete wherever I end up and just go from there.
What's so special about this program? Why do you come back year after year and give these guys your time?
Well, this is my college, and this is where I went. I had some of my best years here. The football and football ways, you know, we had a great run here when I was here and they continue to do good. And just to come back and support, you know, Coach Kiffin, who I was with for 5 years, you know, in college, obviously. And it's just fun. You know, USC's the best school in the country. It's by far the best school in the country, and just happy to be a Trojan.
And on that note, we cue the music. When you're talking football in LA, you're talking SC football. Woo! The only game in town, ladies and gentlemen, this is What's What. Talking that SC football, and hey, I know it's early for some of you, not for a whole lot of you. Spring game just came and went. Football is on the brain, especially with all this uncertainty in the NFL. It's all about SC football right now. Barkley, Prater, those guys are optimistic. I love what I'm seeing out of the offense in terms of work ethic. I think, you know, Kyle Prater's really worked hard. A lot of people, when a guy redshirts, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. He's been working his tail off. I'm pretty damn excited about the offense, I gotta admit. The defense is going to carry us, and I feel like I should start this show with the defense. They've worked hard in the offseason. They're getting better. They look awesome. Man, the hits they are putting on. Go check out the pictures at neontommy.com if you haven't seen them. Shotgun Spratling, the old Swiss Army knife of Neon Tommy. Got some awesome, awesome picks. I know I should start with the defense because they were popping at the spring game. Just ask Red Ellison. But man, I'm going to start with that offense because the fans are really wondering. I mean, it's Matt Barkley. The hardcore fans know Red Ellison is the leader. But Woody and Prater are young. That wide receiver core is really young. And people are just wondering, who are these offensive leaders going to be? I put the question to Matt Barkley, and here's what he had to say. Talk about the leadership on the offensive side. Fans are looking at you. Fans are looking at Woody. Yeah. What else are we looking at?
I'm looking at it from a different perspective now. Being an upperclassman, it's different, but it's a cool opportunity. There's not a lot of experience on the offense. I mean, it's pretty much me and Rhett are the older guys with that experience. I mean, Woody's got game time, but, you know, he's obviously growing as well, being an underclassman. So there's a lot on us older guys, but it's just a great chance for these younger guys to see what SC football is all about.
When I was interviewing Rhett earlier today, he was bleeding from the bridge of his nose.
Yeah.
He's a leader by example. He just sticks his face wherever he needs to. Should he be a captain of this team?
I think he's well deserving of it. I mean, he's one of the hardest working guys on the team. Does his stuff right, and, you know, doesn't take no for an answer, and he'll always push himself to be the best. So, you know, if that happens, I'd be really happy for him.
Your progression's kind of happened under a microscope. Talk about some of the guys that are progressing that we're not seeing.
I think, you know, Kyle's not healthy right now, so you haven't really been able to see him. But what he's been doing behind the scenes, I think, will set him up for, you know, a great season this year.
What do you think about the defense? How are they looking?
They're getting good, and they've learned some tendencies of mine, and I'm kind of still trying to mess with them, but they're doing good so far.
The defense is on to this guy. Defense catching on to Matt a little bit. He's got to change it up. I think the defensive progression is only going to help the offense. It's going to be a beautiful thing. I think the offense is really going to grow, because when you see a damn good defense every day at practice, that's key. That's probably the foundation of my optimism for the offense, because right now, running back scene looks a little bit questionable. Not really sure who's going to come out of there, but we got the boys back there. I feel like they can do it. Offensive line, same thing. There's questions, but man, I'm comfortable with Barkley. I'm comfortable with the run game. I'm comfortable enough with the line. And guys like Kyle Prater, I think, are going to step up big time. I asked Kyle Prater about his mentality and what he thinks his role is going to be in 2011.
My mentality is just to get back on the field and make plays and, you know, be an X factor like I always have been. As far as being number one or number two, I always shoot for number one. So, I mean, I'm going to come back and do my thing, and hopefully that'll lead me a number one. But, you know, I'm going to be out there with Woody, so it's going to be two number ones out there. So it's going to be real good for us.
From a fan standpoint, we want to see you going after that jump ball. What's your favorite route to run?
My favorite route to run is a go route. Just, you know, get past the defender, be able to go up for a ball, jump in traffic, you know, make amazing plays. It's something I've been blessed with. So I'm looking forward to doing that this year.
Boom. I'm looking forward to having two number ones. That's what I'm talking about. And I know a lot of people are wondering, they're just saying, hey, this guy, all he's been doing, he's just been doing it at practice.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
I know we're talking practice, but I'm just saying, this guy worked his tail off last year. He's working his tail off this year. I expect big things from him. I expect big things from Woody and obviously Barkley, and I think those guys are going to rock the scene. Let's talk that defense. I'm ready to talk it, boys. You guys look good. The end rushers look good. Nick Perry's healthy. He was just a beast at the spring game. Man, ask Rhett Ellison how the defense looks. Ask Rhett Ellison's back, lower back. Those guys were just absolutely popping. They weren't taking no for an answer. Offense looked good. They made a couple plays, but man, that defense was what. And I caught up with Matt Castle, of all people, at the spring game. If you don't believe me, here comes the clip. Caught up with Castle. Even Castle was talking up D.
I know football players love the game more than anybody. I know you got some scouting skills. What do you think is a strength of this USC team in 2011?
Well, I know that we've got some pretty fierce defensive ends that like to rush the passer. And I know that we always like to say the offense scores, but defense wins championships. So I think the defense is going to be a big strength. And I think the offense also is going to do a great job, especially with the leadership of Matt Barkley, because I think he's a heck of a player. And I've got the opportunity to know him and be with him a little bit. And he's a great guy and a really great player.
There it is. Straight out of Castle's mouth. Hey, if he likes what he sees, I like what I see. I've been optimistic ever since Barkley got here. I like his progression. I mean, if people have the long-term view, Barkley as a freshman, Carson Palmer as a freshman, I mean, man, Barkley by leaps and bounds ahead of where Carson was. Now it's go time, junior year. This is what it's all about. But the defense is going to back him up. The defense is going to be right there. If we get Tupo back, I think they could be dominant. If he doesn't come back right away, I still think they're going to be good, possibly great. And if those linebackers can just stand up, that's what it's all about. I talked to Pat Hayden. I asked him about the state of affairs here in SC Land. But after that, he was quick to highlight the defense.
The fans want to know, where are we at in terms of the sanction process? Are we in a wait mode at this point? Where are we at exactly in the process?
Well, we have been in a wait mode since January 22nd. We had our appeal hearing in January 22nd in Indianapolis, and we are still waiting to hear back. But we asked for some relief from the penalties that were imposed. We don't know when we're going to hear, but we have not heard yet. And when we do, we'll be happy to have it behind us.
What's got you optimistic on the field for 2011?
I think our defense, our defensive line, front seven, I think we have some really good defensive linemen to get some more depth than we had last year. And I'm really encouraged about the young guys who are going to be coming in as freshmen next year that can really help us at linebacker and a defensive line. And that's an area we really need some help. Last year we didn't play particularly well on defense. So I'm excited about that. Matt Barkey has got some fine receivers to work with. I think we'll be a better, better football team. We've got a tough schedule ahead of us.
Ever the diplomat right there at the end. He's optimistic. We got a tough schedule ahead of us. You got to love that. But there it is, right from the AD's mouth. Even Pat Hayden's stoked on this defense. I'm fired up about it. The only real question mark to me is the linebackers. And I took it to the man, the myth, the legend, Big Willie McGinnis, and I said, hey, what's what with this defense in 2011? And this is what he had to say.
Talk about what you're seeing in these guys, specifically on the defensive side of the ball.
I see a bunch of stops. I don't see any points scored, so that's good. I mean, that's good and bad for our offense. A couple big plays, but our defense is staying pretty sturdy and pretty strong, and guys are flying around, moving, hitting, not giving up a lot, so that's good.
Talk about what this defense needs to do to start intimidating people again.
Well, I think it's a matter of just the fundamentals, getting back to the fundamentals, tackling, wrapping up. Securing tackles, I think that's been a problem for us the last couple of years. And, with the crew that's here now, they're handling all the issues that's been going on. And for a good defense, you have to be able to do a couple of things. One, stop the run, and two, be good tacklers. And I think the emphasis is on that this year.
Now that in this post-sanction era, talk about the vibe here. When you come back to the field, what is it like for you?
Well, it's back. It's back. I haven't been on the field in a year. It seems like a couple years. So to be around the guys, to be able to come out, talk to the coaches and support and hang out like this is big. SC has been a big family. It's always been a family. And they kind of took away, some of the things that we like to do. But it's all going to work out for the best. The compliance, we have to do what we have to do. And, we're not complaining about that. But moving forward, as a football team, we want to be productive, we want to keep the energy, and we want to let everybody know that SC, no matter what happens, is going to be SC.
Boom, there it is. Linebackers get the last word, like Bart Scott. Can't wait. Don't take my word for it, ladies and gentlemen. You just heard it for yourself. There's a whole lot of people fired up about SC football in 2011. I did the damn thing all by my lonesome. We got a draft show coming up. Go check out the NBA show. We're talking NBA all the way till the parade. That's how we do it here. And I'll definitely holler at y'all next week.